Hey guys, it's Morgan from Some Say I'm Gifted. Thanks for tuning in today. As you may have noticed, this is a re-release of a previous episode. This week is my birthday, so Tess, Daniel, and myself have decided that on our birthday weeks, we are going to do re-releases of our favorite episodes, kind of like what we did in June for Tess's birthday. And I selected this episode for my birthday. I hope you guys enjoy it. Please participate in the comments or on Facebook or Instagram and let us know what you think. I love you guys and hope you have a great week. Thank you. Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hey, y'all!
Hey, everybody.
This is Tess, and that was Morgan. And we're from Some Say I'm Gifted. And guess who else is here with us?
Danielle. Me.
Call her Danielle. She calls herself Danielle. Only when the stuff's kicked in. No, I'm just playing.
Only on Some Say I'm Gifted After Dark.
Yes, after. And this is definitely an After Dark episode. And if children are around, I would say this might not be appropriate. Some of it. Not all of it. But whatever. Yeah. I do have a question.
Question
is, do you like informative podcast? Do you know what I mean? Where you can learn. Is that something you look for in a podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you?
Oh yeah. I love learning new things. So
me too.
Expanding your knowledge.
Yes.
And it's like, if people say no, that's not a bad thing. It's just, that's kind of our thing. We are really into learning more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't originally, when I started listening to podcasts, they were stories or they were fiction. So a lot of them were fiction, you know, uh-huh. So you gotta step your toes in the water sometimes.
Yeah. You're so weird with feet. Nevertheless, there is another kind, like, for instance, like Erin Makey does one, and it's something about like lipstick and heels or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or the Scarlet Letters, or, and it's about women doing bizarre things, and it's more like a story based. They're really cool. I like them, but I can't remember what it's called. So anyways, okay, guys, let us know what you think. If you like a informative podcast, cause we have a thriller today. It's called Secrets or Confessions. Sorry, Confessions of a Healer. Mm-hmm. Yay. Applause, applause, applause. Okay. Who wants to go first? Do you want me to go first? So I can break the ice?
Yeah. Let's have you go first, Tess.
You know what a fat penguin's for? Good for? Breaking the ice. Hi, I'm Tess. Okay. This is one of my friends from college. He used to use that as a pickup line. It worked. It was great. Okay.
Oh.
So I had it was a week before I got married to my second husband, my amazing husband now. And I had gone up to where we got married, which is going to sound weird, but it was very close to where my mother was buried. Okay. Cause my mother had died several months prior to me getting married. Anyways, I'd gone up there because her tombstone, her headstone had come in, but her headstone, and I'm not just saying it because I picked it out, it was amazingly phenomenal, was it not? I mean, it's a huge natural quartz rock that has engraving in it.
It's beautiful.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. So I went up there to look at it. I was in shock. I was in awe. I loved it. And I was coming back down the mountain because my baby boys had football practice. And I was on the phone with a client that was going through an existential crisis, and I looked down and there were my engagement ring that my husband gave me was from my grandmother and my mom's mom, because she loves my husband and thinks he's a good, attractive man. And so she gave him a ring for me to use, because I'm really weird. I like very unique jewelry, and everybody knows that. So gave him a ring that my grandfather had got her, and it had three big emeralds in it because green's my favorite color. So it was one of my favorite rings. I still have it. Anyways, I looked down at my ring. This is a week before I get married, and two of the three stones had fallen out. and I started crying. And I cried all through my kid's football, and I was hyperventilating, and I called Morgan, and I'm like, this means I'm not supposed to get married. It's a sign. And I call other people that are close to me, and I'm telling them, finally I call my brother, and I said, what is, you know, and he said, Tess, it means that the stones weren't set correctly. It's not a sign from God. You're going to get married. Everything's going to be fun. And the stones are probably on top of where mom is buried because she was jealous all the time of anybody that got attention. I was like, oh, dang. In the words of my niece the other day, Grandma Cat dead now. So, so I was already in a headspace. You know what I mean? And you've got married the week before you get married. There's so many things to do. There's so much to plan. I still had to go to my kids' football practice.
Yeah.
And then this happens. And I was just like, God's telling me not to get married. You know, mm-hmm. And I told my husband, I was crying. I was so upset. So then I get a message from one of my clients, and it is a double, like it's a couple, but it was just the mail. And he sends me a picture. And you know, like when you get a picture in text, like it's just like you just see, you like for you to see the whole picture, you got to touch it. You know yeah. what I mean? So it's just a picture, and it's the latest picture I had put on Facebook, which I don't even know how long ago it had been. I knew it wasn't like I'd put it on there the day before, but whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's like, is this you? And I was like, yeah. He said, did you open the picture? And I opened it. And he said, so you are Lee Hughes, which my middle name is Lee and my maiden name is Hughes. And I said, well, and I said that to him. And he said, aren't you getting married this week? And I was like, and I opened the picture, and it is a Tinder account that someone made for me.
Somebody was catfishing as you.
Yes, which it has happened before. I believe it or not, I've had it happen several times. So I contacted Tinder immediately, told them what was up, which is not easy to get in touch with Tinder. I don't know if anybody's ever had to do this before, but I have. And it is a pain. And before I got married, it was taken down. Okay. Which was, you know, only days away. But I'm sitting there and I'm upset. And all of a sudden I start laughing because how... did he find me on Tinder? And I said, this is all well, great, and good, but how'd you see this on Tinder? He said, I was just looking. And I said, so you were just looking at your wife?
On Tinder?
And he said, I've been caught. And I said, yes. He said, kindness gets you nowhere. I was like, it does if you're in the right place at the right time. So there's one of my confessions of a healer.
Kind of confessed on himself.
But the funny thing is like no good deed goes unpunished was his philosophy. But I was like, dude, why were you on Tinder? Like yeah. you knew better than, and it was so funny. And it got to a point where, you know, I worked with him and his wife till whatever. And it was at that point, it was funny and laughable.
Yeah. Wow. Love that.
Yeah. So do you guys have one? I know y'all do. I have to pull it out of y'all. It's yes. like pulling tape here.
I do have a story.
Okay. Is yes. it X-rated?
It's not X-rated.
That's good to know.
It's not X-rated, but it does have a
creepy
little,
rating.
Little scare factor to it, I will say.
Okay, so we're going to rate this, what, PG-13?
PG-13. Okay. Yeah, PG-13. So parental guidance suggested. Yeah. So I am a real estate agent, and... there was one day a few years ago that I got a message from a person who lived out west, and she was looking to buy a home on the Outer Banks where I was living at the time. And I reached out to her and we started emailing back and forth. And she had said that she wanted to move from the coast she was on to our coast and needed help finding a house. So I was like, hey, just let me know when you're going to be in town. I'm happy to set up some showings and, you know, get you into the house that you will absolutely love. So the communication back and forth went on for a couple of weeks, and she ended up telling me that she really didn't have a place to stay. And before she bought a house, she wanted to at least rent for a little bit so that she could, you know, get to know the area and get to know where she was going to move to. So me... being the person that I am, I was like, well, we're living currently in a duplex, mm-hmm. and the upstairs of our home is vacant. So if you wanted to rent it out for a little bit while you're looking for a house, it would obviously be convenient for us to work together and, you know, it'll come at this price, whatever. So she was like, honestly, that would be so wonderful. Here's the date I'm going to be there. And, you know, I'm probably not going to stay more than like a couple weeks to like a month max, because I'm sure we're going to find a home quickly and wrap up this process. And, you know, in the meantime, I had asked her for some of her credentials, because most of the time, you know, you at least need a pre-approval to see a home and whatnot. And she was being pretty vague with me. She had given me some details about what had happened in terms of a husband that had passed and all these things that, you know, led to her being able to afford a home. And I was like, okay, great. We can talk about it more when you get here. She gets there probably 2 weeks later. And the first time I see her, I don't want to say it was a little jarring. It was just not, I had found her on Facebook because I just, you know, do my research, and it was not the same person that I thought I had found already.
So she looked different than what she presented out there.
Correct. So, you know, it was a red flag. Red flag number one.
Like, this might not be who she says she is.
Exactly. So, you know, I show her upstairs and get her all situated. And day one, we start going out and looking for homes. And we end up finding a home fairly quickly. And we go under contract on that property. She's like, this is my dream home. I don't care. I love it. Everything about it's just amazing, fantastic, wonderful. Within 48 hours of finding that home, she decides that home's not for her. And it's a whole process once you go under contract to get out of a contract, right? You have the seller that's involved. You have the other real estate agent. You already got the attorney involved. There's a lot of things that go wrong there. So we got out of that contract and she was like, I'm sorry, you know, that won't happen again. Next home I find, that's going to be it. I just have specific criteria that I need to meet to make sure that the home is mine. And in the meantime, some weird things were happening. Like, she would go to random antique shops and just bring to the house like different items that she wanted to put in her new home. And she would start like repurposing them. And she was very, her, just the way about her, she was very like needed to have things a certain way and didn't really want you to come in upstairs, even though my husband and I were living there at the time. And like, if something needed to be addressed, we kind of needed to go in. She was just very, I don't know. Something about her was very off. So then we find a second home probably within the next 72 hours. And meanwhile, I'm driving her around everywhere and doing all these things for her. Like helping her go to the grocery store and picking up stuff for her and just things.
Being her gopher.
Basically.
Yeah.
So we find the second home, go under contract on that. Within 48 hours, same thing happens. She finds something very wrong with it. She's like, I cannot live with this. And I said, well, I wish I would have known that beforehand, or else we would have never seen the house to start. Nothing was really wrong with the house. She just didn't like the fact that the furniture wasn't coming with it whole time. So we get out of that contract. And lo and behold, we end up going under contract and ending the contract three times. And by the third time, I've had enough.
And well, yeah. And you had also by this point reached out to me like, what? And I'm like,
yes,
listen, I will work with somebody three times. And after the third time, if they won't, like if I'm doing everything right and they're saying this, this, and that, I'll go, okay, bud, I pray about it. And I told you, pray about it.
Yes.
And then I say no more.
And the night that she decided she wasn't going to go with it the third time, I started doing some more research and I started looking into more of her background. Cause at this point, I'm like, something is very wrong. And I asked her to see, because she said she was going to be paying in cash. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to need your proof of funds. Well, that caused a whole stir with her. And I was like, okay, there's obviously something very, very wrong here. And I told her, listen, you're going to have to find another place to stay. She had told me she had hated the house anyway and that it wasn't meeting her needs. And I had done nothing for her. And that since I was, you know, terminating her as a client, I was the worst real estate agent she had ever worked with, blah, 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 whatever. Long story short, she ended up leaving. And then the first house we had ever seen together, she ended up buying with another real estate agent within a month. Oh. So she had basically drugged me around for a month and wasted all my time just for fun.
Oh. Maybe possibly some mental illness.
More than likely, yes.
I would assume.
I would.
I hate to assume because that makes an ass out of me and you, but
there was something off.
Yes. Spiritually, yes. I mean, I know because I like was in the background with you on this, but yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, by the end of it, Tess and I were on the phone and she was like, I think you really need to like figure out what this lady's jam is and what's going on. Like, does she even have a husband that passed away? We found out a whole bunch of stuff. So she was not who she said she was. I don't even know if the name she used was her real name, but it was a crazy time. So that was a whole month just of chaos, I will say.
A long time.
A month. And living in the same, like, vicinity.
Yes. She was living above us.
I didn't know that at first. And she called me and was like, I feel like she's upstairs. I went, get the fuck out of the house and we'll talk about it then.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was like, go down the road.
Yeah.
Morgan, hey. I know that yours is X-rated. And I'm just going to give a warning. So if there's children around that they don't need to hear.
X.
Listen, it takes a lot to shock me, but when Morgan kind of gave me a little bit of this, I still don't think. I don't think, just go ahead.
It takes a lot to make Tess speechless. I'm kind of proud right now.
I don't think I look, just go listen, tell your feet listen, thing.
It wasn't me. All right. So as you guys know, I'm a massage therapist. And before I started my own business, I worked for a franchise for
probably
2 years.
Why she started her own business.
Sorry. It helped a little. not exponentially.
I'd have ran like hell. Sorry. Go ahead.
So for 2 years, I worked for a massage franchise doing massage. And I got a client who...
But I think you should say a funny fact. You can't take any of those clients with you when you work for a franchise, can you?
Correct.
That's so baffling to me. Because like if you work at like a Walmart beauty salon and you build a clientele, you can take them with you. But you can't with a massage. Is that...
If I switch real estate firms, if they're my client, I can take them with me.
Isn't that crazy? But you can't with a massage.
Yeah. That's insane.
I have to sign a non-compete.
Yeah.
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 So I had a client come in and she was a 60 minute, just a real quick, you know, 60 minutes to me is really quick, but just a 60 minute. And she said specifically she wanted a lot of more time on her feet. And I said, okay, no problem. That's perfectly normal. And step out, let her get on the table, come back in and start doing the massage. I always, you know, normally start on the back. And
were there any signs that like this might've been a different place going in?
A different place going in?
Like a different... Was this a normal looking client you would have on a regular basis?
Oh, you mean... yes. There were some signs saying that maybe she wasn't. She maybe may have been dressed a little different. A little eccentric-y. And she may have had a slight dankish smell.
So she smelled bad.
Yeah, she smelled a little...
Funk.
A little funky.
Mm.
A little ganja.
So she smelled like pot.
Yeah, she may have been a little high.
Okay, so you start on the back and the back. Go ahead.
Oh, start working on her back and she starts moaning, which, you know, some people moan during a massage. Like, not my favorite thing when clients moan. And normally it's like, oh, that feels so good. Like, yeah, that's, you know, and that's usually just like a quick one. Mm-hmm. But this was sexual. This was a pleasurable moan, and it was constantly. So I'm like, okay, this is awkward. I'm going to leave the back as quick as I can. So I get, and she wanted more time.
Was there anything on her back that was of significance?
Thank you for reminding me. Because
it's burnt into my head now.
Oh, good. Good.
Because I see it.
Yeah. So from shoulder to shoulder across her back was the tattoo of Sugarfoot.
The words.
Yes. Yes. The words in script were Sugarfoot across her back, shoulder to shoulder.
Okay.
It's just a tidbit.
But it was.
Yes. So I quickly get done with the back as
glad
quick
you
as
finished.
So yes, I go about the massage, and when I get to her feet, she starts moaning a lot again, and I see her hand shift from her side towards her groin area.
Pelvic, yeah.
And moving.
In rapid motions, I'm assuming.
In somewhat quick motions.
Okay.
Rhythmic, quick motions, and the moaning gets louder, and I immediately take my hands off and exit the session, tell her, like, I'm sorry, I'm terminating the session. Please dress and come back out when you are ready. And I exit and I go to the front desk and I said, hey, this girl is pleasuring herself on my table while I'm massaging her.
Did you say those words? Because I would have said a lot of other
words. They may have been slightly different words.
This is not a bean factory. Sorry, go ahead.
Looking at that bean. I tell the front desk girl and she's like, oh, really? You had a problem with her? Because our Bon, our male therapist, also had a problem with her last month and she was supposed to be blacklisted. I'm like, well, why the fuck didn't you guys blacklist her?
Wow. They did you dirty.
So the importance of this story is, because you work in an environment where you're hands-on with people and you touch them sometimes probably more intimately than their loved ones, you get a lot of people making sexual suggestions, correct?
Yes. This would not be the first time. This is just definitely the strongest.
The most potent.
Most potent. Yes.
Ooh. Yowza.
It's terrifying.
Yep. I think terrifying is a nice way to put it, because then you have to wash your hands a lot because you don't really understand or want to understand what you touched.
Oh, yeah.
But the writing was kind of on the
back. There were hints. There were hints.
Yeah, but that's the weirdest hint I've ever heard.
That's true.
Because when you first said, like, the name, the Sugarfoot, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she must have done footwork. Mm-hmm. But she did footwork in a different world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
So I know there are massage therapists. I can think of one right now that listen to the podcast. And I would love to know if she has any stories that are far out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we would love to hear stories, whether you're a therapist, whether you're, you know, a real estate agent, whatever you are, if you have bonker stories, and of course you don't have to say names. We didn't say anybody's name here, unless you're Sugarfoot. but we would love to hear these things, and we think they're great, and we want to know if y'all want to hear more confessions of a healer, because I know that I've got more. Morgan's got more. Danielle's got more. And these are fun things to me, like, what happened? And we're not talking, we're not gossiping, because if we were, we would tell you their name and address. We're not. We're just
giving you the hazards of our job.
Yes. Yes. Occupational hazards, for real. And yes. I will say, I do not envy Morgan.
No.
Thanks. Not at all.
It takes a strong person to do what you do.
I love what I do.
You're still in it.
I love it. You know what? Sometimes it's a compliment.
Looking at it on the bright side. We love that.
It's a compliment. Oh, jeez. I have a question, though. Like, if you terminate a session like that, are they required to pay?
Yes, full service.
What if they tip?
It's a compliment.
See, I would not be like, I'm terminating the service, get out, because you know that they're going to finish, right?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you need to get out.
Yeah.
I would not say, I would say wrap yourself in the sheet and out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll terminate session. I get paid. I'm going to get my money.
Well, they're going to get their honey. You see what I'm saying? She finished before she came out.
Oh. Ooh.
I would have been like, no, I'm not letting you go to Pleasure Town. Wrap it up. Get out. No. Go change out there.
Can do that in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, figure that out.
I'm not quite as assertive or confrontational as you, Tess. You know?
This is why I'm not a massage therapist. Because I'd be like, I think you've mistaken me for somebody that thinks that this is I'm not. No. No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. These were pretty intense stories. So let us know if you want to hear more of these or if you have some yourself. You can contact us at
somesayimgifted@gmail.com
or somesayimgifted on Facebook and Instagram and on X, and I'm unfiltered on there. You can always reach out to me personally on my personal Facebook at Tessa Rae McKittrick, and let us know what y'all think. And we love people to reach out to us. And if you happen to stumble across this amazing, wonderful podcast and you start listening, we encourage you to follow us on all the avenues so you can interact with us, because the more you interact and the ones that say interact with us and get a shout out, we will shout you out, especially if you have a small business, too. We like to talk about those. Yeah. We think they're pretty groovy. All right, y'all. We love y'all and can't wait to talk to you soon.
Love you guys.
Love you. See you next Thursday.